I want to hear you say, when I say my last song, I want to hear you say,
welcome home.
When I say my last song, I want to hear you say,
welcome home.
I want to hear you say,
I know where I'm going
to the promised land.
Nowhere I'm
going up to heaven.
Nowhere I'm
going.
Gonna
be all right.
I know where I'm going.
Going into the light.
Know where I'm going.
Gonna climb on board.
I know where I'm going.
Gonna serve my Lord.
I know where I'm going. The devil is always in my face. Got a shiny apple for me to taste. Trying to get me to fall from grace. I know where I'm going
to the promised land.
I know where I'm going.
Going up to heaven.
Know where I'm going.
Gonna be alright.
I know.
Jesus, come to carry me home.
Tell myself, he's coming,
coming to carry me home,
like a thief in the night. Oh,
coming to carry me home.
Sometimes I look up and I tell God, I said, come on,
coming to carry me home.
Coming.
He's coming to carry me.
Turn a good wind
to carry me home.
I said it's coming.
He's coming to carry me.
Yes, sir.
Carry me home.
He's coming.
He's coming to carry me.
Do you believe?
Carry me home.
Come on and wave
He's
your hand
to carry me.
God is
carry me home.
God is coming.
He's coming to carry me.
Yes, he.
He's coming to carry me.
Let's go ahead and work it, boy.
Carry me home.
Yes. I said it's coming.
He's coming to carry me.
I said it's coming to carry me.
He's 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 coming to carry me. Sometimes I lift my hands up and I say, yeah,
yes,
oh yeah.
He's coming to carry me.
He's coming
to carry me.
He's coming.
He's coming to carry me.
I won't have to cry no more.
Hallelujah. I won't have to cry no more.
When Jesus comes.
Jesus comes.
Let's see. like your brother told you, we don't keep our hand in God's hands. Makes no difference what may come our way. I've been lied on, talked about, I've been cheated, I've been mistreated, but the rule it all, God is still in love and all, wrapped all around me. And church, I got a made up mind, I got a run on, I got to see what the end's gonna be. Did y'all hear what I said? I got to run on,
run on.
Ooh. I got to see what the end's gonna be.
See what the end's gonna be.
I'm gonna run on,
run on.
I'm excited now. Let me tell you why. Devil been trying his best to tear this little group up you see right here. But I remember what mama told me when I was that very little boy. She said, son, if you go down on your knees, pray a sincere prayer, mean it from your heart. She said, God will hear, and he'll answer prayer. Can I get a witness in the room? And for somebody else in the room that may be going through and just don't know what to do, let me tell you what I found out. Let me tell you what I found out. Go down on your knees and call on Jesus. That's all you gotta do. That's all you gotta do. Let me tell you how I feel about it. 40 years old, I can sit here and let you know I know for myself tonight. Prayer changes.
I heard that.
Prayer changes.
I believe it.
Prayer changes.
I know that.
Prayer changes.
Prayer
changes.
I heard that.
Can I get a witness that it will? Anybody ever had to go down on your knees?
Prayer changes.
Do you know prayer changes? Can I get a witness to that? Anybody ever know the will?
Prayer changes.
Prayer works.
Prayer changes.
I began to thank God in advance for what I know he was getting ready to do. I got down on my knees. Said, Lord, if it be thy will.
If it be thy will.
Save my baby.
If it be thy will, Lord.
When I got to the hospital, to make a long story short, doctors looked at my baby. Said that an 8-inch shank had went through his intestines, punched a hole in his pancreas. Said we got to do emergency surgery. I gotta thank you, Jesus, because you saved his dream
from
that song. Laid on his hospital bed. After the surgery, doctor said we just gotta wait. Church, one day passed. No activity in my son's intestines. Church, 2 days passed. Still no activity. But not one time did I doubt the Lord. Because I know too much about the Lord. And you can't make me doubt it. I got to brag on Jesus now. I got to testify about what he done on that Thursday. Jesus showed up, showed out, stepped in my soul, my room.
Save
my soul.
I've seen the news. Yes, I've saw many sad faces. Hurricane Katrina was one that stormed me. People lost their lives, their loved ones, their home, and left hungry. All I could say,
hallelujah.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
Because you spared.
You
spared my life. From the storm.
From the storm.
Lord, I realize
you could have been me.
And he told me to make sure I call you. So you ought to come on and magnify the Lord with me.
He said,
I rise
from the storm.
Oh, yeah. February 24, 2007, right here in Dumas, Arkansas,
my hometown.
Tornado came through the city, destroying, throwing, and knocking everything halfway down. Out of 33 homes in my neighborhood,
only man left standing. Liverpool ain't looking pretty good. But out of everything that was destroyed in my block, right now I want to praise you, because like one singer, she's gonna make me from my rooftop.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
Because you said,
you said, my life
from the storm,
from the storm.
Because there was no lie.
never been down, and you just couldn't get up. Have you ever been at the crossroads in your life? Didn't know which way to turn. Oh my God, listen. While looking from place to place, trying
hospital, but I'm with the truck. And I don't see how in the world he got out of that truck. Some of y'all know my daddy. When he says something like that, something done happened. So on our way home, I got on that bus, and I sit down beside the window. And while I'm sitting by the window, I said, Lord, you know my heart. You gave it to me. I don't know the condition, but I got to turn it over to you. And that was one of the longest rides I've had in a long time. And we rode all night long. And when I got to my car, I couldn't wait to get in it. They had called me and said that he at home, but they don't know he might have some head trouble. And when I got home, I went down. His room was on the first one in the house. And I walked in the room, and I walked shook him. I said, son, he raised up and said, yeah. I said, you know who I am? He said, daddy. You ain't got to take my word for it. Wait for him. That's him right there. Ain't God good? All I'm trying to tell you in a few words.
Again, got a few canned goods and brought them and put them them on the scales. And would you know that the little bitty piece of paper outweighed the bread and the canned goods? So that little lady went back again and got a little meat. And she got some meat and she brought it and put it on that scale. And that little bitty piece of paper outweighed the bread, the canned goods, and the meat. So then they packed up the little laden groceries. Oh, how much the Lord, and the lady walked out of the store. But she left the paper there on that scale. And when the store manager saw that little piece of paper, he said, I got to see what it is about this little bitty piece of paper. He picked it up. It was light like paper. It looked just like paper. But he opened that little bitty folded paper. And there was some words. Yes, that the little lady had written down. And the words that she wrote down were words that said,
everybody, I know you got something to thank God for. All at one time, help me tell him, thank you. That's all you got for Jesus. Tell him, thank you. How many of y'all can remember before you accepted Jesus in your life? You was out there in the world doing all kind of things. Didn't even take time to pray. But how many of y'all glad somebody prayed for you? How many of y'all glad? And sometimes I steal away. And it's good to steal away sometimes. And I said it was somebody prayed for me.
Somebody pray
for me. Oh, y'all, can we have some church in here? Somebody pray, oh, for me.
Somebody pray.
How many of y'all glad about that in here?
For me.
me.
For me.
That's what they did.
Time and grace.
For me.
For
let me say this.
Me.
Let me say this. Last year this time, some of y'all might remember, I got sick. And you know how it is sometimes. You don't want people to see you down. Can I get a witness? And I didn't really shed a tear. And I told them, don't tell my mama that I'm in the hospital. But ain't it something about a good mama? I need a church in here. Ain't it something about a good mama? You don't have to tell mama nothing about her child. Mama got some down in her soul. And she know there's something wrong with her child. When mama walked in, I was in ICU and I started to cry. Cause I didn't want mama to see me like that. Mama rubbed me on the head and said, don't worry about nothing. God's gonna make a way. God's gonna make a way. And right there on my sick bed, mama put her hand on my head and I could take her. My mama prayed for me. How many of y'all got a praying mama? How many of y'all know your mama prayed for you? Get up on your feet, dog.
Time to we used to. Church began at 11 o'clock. Is that 12 o'clock? We don't have church
like we used to.
We need to pray.
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 Go out
on our knees and pray.
We got to pray.
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 Go out on our knees and pray. We don't sing
like we used to.
Like we used to. To say,
like we used to,
a long time ago,
like we used to,
you remember,
like we used to,
amazing grace,
like we used to,
we don't sing it no more, we need to pray,
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 go around,
go on our knees and pray,
we got to pray,
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 go around,
go on our knees and pray.
We don't shout
like we used to.
Like we used to shout
like we used to.
We just don't preach
like we used to.
Like they used to preach
like we used to.
A long time ago
like we used to.
People don't dance
like we used to.
Like they used to dance
like we used to.
They don't even
like we used to.
Clap their hands
like we used to.
Like they used to clap
like we used to.
A long time ago
like we used to.
You remember
like we used to.
Churches don't have it
like we used to.
No more. What we need to do? We need to pray.
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 Go down
on our knees and pray.
We got to pray.
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 Go down on our knees and pray.
Things you go through. But how many of y'all know when we get over there where Jesus is, we're going to understand it better by and by. Can I get a witness? And I don't know about y'all, but help me accept the things that I can't change. Little old song. Oh, when I come. How many of y'all know we got to come to the end of this journey? Sometimes we get tired, but you can say, weary of life. The battle's been fought. Lord, have mercy. And the victory's been won. I'm carrying. It get hard sometimes. The step. Of redemption. But one day, y'all know what? We'll understand. I don't have no church in here. Then he gonna say, Somebody say, oh,
oh,
when I come,
when I come.
I just need 20 people to raise your hand with me and say, I got to come to the end of my journey. Get tired sometimes. Anybody get tired? Weary.
Weary.
Of life.
Of life.
How many of y'all know? The battle's been fought. God already paid it for you. And the victory's been won. Can somebody raise that sanctified hand and say,
tomorrow. I just live for today. Because he told me that he will be with me. Church, all I know is what he said. I don't worry about tomorrow. I just live for today.
because you listen.
Let me say it again tonight. God is God.
and I need direction. I made many mistakes. I need correction to change my life. I don't know where to turn. I give it to you
because you are.
Jesus can.
Jesus can.
If you will, stand to your feet and give Mr. Roger McKinney a hand.
So glad
God gave me
another chance.
So glad
he died, but he got out of the grave. Then he made old death, made old death behave.
So bad.
God gave
God
me,
gave me
another chance.
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 Calling. count it as a blessing.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, glory, come on, join us. It's Thursday, August the 11th, 2022. On a beautiful evening, as we prepare to go into our Thursday evening Bible study, I'm Reverend Thurlin Kearney, overseer and founder of Now Faith International Ministries, in Raleigh, North Carolina, as well as Atlanta, Georgia. And we want to invite you to tell others to come on in and join us as we prepare for our Thursday evening Bible study, as we give God the praise, give him the glory and the honor, as we prepare our minds and our hearts to receive today's word and study his word. You know, there are many times when we are walking and moving about in society, we never really realize how blessed we are till we see someone else that's less fortunate than we are. You know, there are those that's less fortunate than you are, and then we still seem at times we never have enough. But you know, one thing that I am so grateful for, that all of the material things in this world cannot give me the joy like Jesus. I'm going to say that again. All of the material things in this world cannot give me the joy like Jesus, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and he's a very, very present help in the time of trouble. Look, I just felt the presence of the Holy Spirit just let me know that there are some pastors that's tuning in on this evening. God bless you, pastors. I love you. Continue to stand on the wall for the glory of God, and all of you in ministry, as well as deacons and ushers, and those of you that are members of the body of Christ. Continually stand on the wall for the glory of God and continually share forth and let others know that don't know, that are in darkness, that Jesus is alive and well. Let us go into prayer as we prepare our hearts and minds to go into our Bible study. And many of you know I've been dealing with the series where we talked about David and defeating your Goliaths. And you know, many times we face a giant in our life, whether it could be some things that you know that you're dealing with, and maybe there's some others around you don't even know what you're dealing with. Somebody had a giant that they faced this week, that some things came up and you didn't even expect these things to come up, and it totally made some changes that you wasn't expected to go about. But somebody said, I know the man named Jesus, and I done prayed about it. And I'm turning it over to the Lord. And I believe that as I continually trust God, then God can do the rest. You know, we can say, I have faith in God. But, you know, if you have faith in God and you don't trust God, then that's another thing. The only way you can make faith work is you got to trust in him. You got to have trust in God to make faith work. And that's what happened when Jesus was on the cross. God knew that he was going to take care of Jesus, but Jesus had to trust God to know that he would be all right. And that's many times as we face some things ourselves, face our giant, and we go through these trials, we got to trust God. That's what we got to do. Let's pray on this wonderful Thursday, August the 11th, 2022. Most holy, everlasting God, creator of this universe, Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. And we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you all the honor. Thanking you for your love, thanking you for your wisdom and your knowledge, thanking you for peace that passes all understanding, thanking you for the blood, thanking you for your grace and your mercy, thanking you, God, for being God by yourself. And as we prepare on this evening to go into our Bible study, Lord, we ask, God, that we may decrease, that you may increase in us, to reveal to us those things that has been hidden that will be revealed on this day to those that are listening. Open their ears that they may hear what the Spirit has to say in the name of Jesus. And those right now, the scales have been over their eyes that they have been walking in darkness and have not been able to see, God, that you will bring forth the light, that their eyes will be open, and they shall receive more and more of your word, greater than ever before, as they read your word in the Bible. Father, we thank you for those soldiers that are standing on the wall. We thank you for every pastor and every deacon and every trustee, every usher, every member in the body of Christ. We thank you for those that have totally submitted themselves before you, humbly seeking your face in the name of Jesus. Those that are prayer warriors, that are standing in the gap for others, that those that are weak, that we may bear the infirmities of the weak, that they may get strong. This day, oh God, we pray, the most high and everlasting God of this universe, we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen. Well, look, brothers and sisters, all right, if you're ready, many of you know we were in the book dealing with David, and we were in the book of Samuel. And last time we talked about how David went through some trials that he faced. And many of you know that David was a man after God's heart. And many times we hear others say, well, look, I, I'm I'm submitted to, and I'm sold out. I'm sold out. Well, David was sold out because after all of the other men that was around David, and he was a young boy, and he had brothers, only one man stood to face his Goliath, his giant, and that was David. Many of you know the story and how we talked about it on last Thursday, how he was able to defeat, and even then, David was able to receive a what we say as a promotion, and he became king. And you know, some of you today that are in the ministry, in the gospel, you may not be a king in the natural, but you are a king in the spirit. And when you have that relationship and has connected in the spirit with God through Jesus Christ, then you know that you know that you know that it's not your emotions that pushes and drives you, and that you feel that clicks you and quenches you. It is the word of God, because God is a spirit, and that spirit, it dwells on the inside of you, that pushes you, that gives you that extra unction to move forward for the glory of God. Hallelujah. All right. Well, this evening, we're going to move forward, and we're going to do this. I want to do this. I don't know why I'm led to go this direction, but I believe that there are many that know the word of God that is listening this evening. And I want to challenge you to begin to meditate on some things that you have dealt with the beginning of this year to this very point where you are today, and look back and then look where you are now, where you have accomplished in the ministry, and what is your plans to do in the future. Because it's very important for you to know your vision, to know what your purpose is. There is a time for everything. Time to laugh, a time to cry, a time to pluck up, time to die. And you, as you look and see the green grass and you hear the birds sing, even the birds know the time to make a transition to another city when the weather changes. But do you know the time it is right now as we live in this society? This time that we're living in this society, Jesus has already spoke to us about this. So it should not be something that we had not heard about. It may came in a different way that we were not expecting, but it's here. And the word let us know that how can you hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he's been sent? Many of you, you've been hearing the word. You've been reading the word. You've been studying the word. Now, after you receive it, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to apply it in your life? Are you going to act on it? See, now look, go back to David. If David were just like the other men, just stood around and didn't put forth any action with what he believed, it wouldn't have never manifest. He wouldn't have never took Goliath out. But because he showed forth and he acted with action and not fear, he was able to conquer his Goliath. And some of you today, you have the power. You have the wisdom. You have the knowledge. But what are you doing with it? Are you putting any action with it? You know, looking back year after year, thinking about what you wish you could have did and what you could have done and you didn't do it, it's because you didn't put any action in it. You didn't put anything in it. But if you put something in it, then you can get something out of it. And all you got to do is trust God. He wants to see how much faith you have. The trying of your faith work is patient. And the more you wait, the more you have the faith, the more you trust, just like David, and act on it, then the power of God will manifest in the midst of your battle. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord. But you got to stand in the midst of the battle, knowing that even like David, when you're standing in the midst of the battle, God is going to give you the power to get through it, and you will always win in Jesus' name. my God, what a wonderful day it is on this Thursday, August the 11th. 2022. Okay, all right. So today we're going to talk about prayer. We always hear others say, "Well, I'm praying for your sister. I'm praying for your brother." But are you really praying for your brother or your sister? Are you praying for those that are sick? Are you praying for those that you only know and those that you don't know? And are you praying for some things to take place in your life that you desire? But are you just praying to God to let God know that you thank Him for just being able to wake up this morning, to have the activities of your limbs, to be in the place where you are healthy? Even though you might not be wealthy in the natural, but you're rich in the spirit. And you know, somebody said, well, which one would you rather choose? Being wealthy in the natural or being rich in the spirit? I said, brother, I don't know what you may choose, but I walk by faith and not by sight. So I'm walking in the spirit. I'm believing in the spirit. I'm trusting God in the spirit. And those material things, I can't take with me. I never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul. But I do know this. As you continually meditate upon the Lord day and night, as you continually believe God by faith, trusting God, looking not at what those things that you see in the natural, because they are temporal, but the things that are in the spirit, my God, is eternal. That's why Jesus prepared a place for you and I, that He said, where I go, that ye may go also, that in my Father's house of many mansions, if it was not so. Have you ever known Jesus to lie to you? The enemy may want you to hear words that the enemy speak out in your ear, whisper in your ear when you read God's word, to make you believe a lie than the truth. And the reason I say that, because you can speak something to a person, and when they hear it, they're not receiving it the way that you're speaking it. I say you can say something to a person, and when they hear it, the enemy has blotted their ears to hear it a different way than the way you meant for it to be. And that's why many times we see so many that are falling out from their friends or someone that they love or someone that they care about, because they didn't mean it the way that they heard it. That's the trick of the enemy. That's why, you know, when you get in conversation on the mobile phone, or you get in conversation doing a text, especially those of you using voice recognition, you're doing a text and you're speaking over that phone, you know, that phone will put word what it wants to say. And then if it's already sent through to the text, you can't reverse it and change it back. It's already been sent. That's why we have to be very careful, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. God wants you to be aware that the enemy is still busy, seeking whom he may devour. He wants to take out everything that he can, every person that he can, regardless whether it's a child, or whether it's a mother, father, sister, brother, a relative, pastor, deacon, preacher, usher, trustee, members of the body of Christ. He do not care, because his time is winding down. And that's what I'm getting to today, why I said earlier. He knows his time is winding down. And the Lord has revealed to us that these are perilous times. We are in our last days. That you're seeing so many officers, policemen, sheriffs, even they're shooting those that come to rescue them, to help them in the time of the 911 call. Firemen. The devil himself has put a spirit out, and it's called the spirit of murder. Did you hear me? It's called the spirit of murder, and he will first come at your mind. He's going to come at your mind to attack your mind, to make you think on something that is not true. That's what I'm here today, to talk about the mind. The mind, the mind, the mind. He wants to attack your thoughts and make you believe a lie than the truth. He wants to do everything he can to take you out. Do you know many people have died because they committed suicide? We read about over and over in the Bible where the scripture talked about that he turned them over to a reprobate mind. And you know, God gives us chance after chances, time after time, speaks to us over and over. And we still sometimes don't take it seriously. But this is a serious time, brothers and sisters. It's a serious time that we are facing. That we must know that we know that we know. That we are in a war between good and evil. And the enemy will come at you first at your mind. That's why you got to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Walk with the mind of Christ. Speak with the authority of Christ. When you have received the power, then act with the power. Put some action with the power. That's why he made the statement and said, you call for the elders of the church when they are sick and lying on their bed. That when you call for the elders of the church, that they are to pray for them. And when they pray for them, pray for that infirmity, that they may get strong. Bear the infirmity of the weak, that they may get strong. And doing prayer is important. To fast. Not only just pray, but to fast. And many times we pray, but we don't want to turn our slate down. Did you hear me, pastors? Did you hear me, ministers? deacons, trustees, members. Many times we pray, but we don't want to fast. Some things come by prayer and fasting. Remember when they were going to the house of prayer, I believe it was Paul and Silas, and they were going to the house of prayer, and they ran across the person that had the damsel spirit, and they prayed over them. Nothing happened, and they couldn't understand why. But Jesus had, he had them, went to the mountaintop, then stayed up there for about 40 days and got done. Look, he had them got some strength for real, because, look, he had faced a giant too. You know who his giant was? It was the enemy. The enemy went to the mountaintop to try to persuade Jesus to give up some things. Don't you know that's the same way the enemy is today? He wants you to give up some things that God has blessed you and anointed you and given you the gift to operate in the Holy Spirit for his glory. And he don't want to see you operating in the name of Jesus. He don't want to see the manifestation of the power of God work through you in the name of Jesus. Because he don't want souls to be saved. The Bible says he that winneth souls is wise. And that's why, you know, I hear others say, well, I'm bishop, I'm apostle, I'm pastor, I'm evangelist, and I'm prophet. And I tell them, you know, some of them call me by my name, nickname. And most of all, they emphasize who they are. And if that's what they want to be called, that's what I call them. But they may call me who I am by my nickname that used to be named. I don't get offended. I just say, sister, brother, you can call me by my nickname. You can call me by my name. And you can call me by Reverend Kearney. But I'm not concerned about what position and what title the name is. It doesn't make me or change me, because I've already been changed. But my mission is to win souls for the glory of God. That's what my mission is. Not about the title. It's about winning souls for the kingdom of God. Somebody said win souls. That's why he said he who winneth souls is wise. Don't forget that. So that means that you can be just joining the church, and you're able to witness to somebody with what you have already learned, and able to witness to them that they may come to Christ. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be a deacon. You don't have to be an usher to win a soul to Christ. And that's something to think about today. That's why sometimes we get so caught up with the affairs of this world and society, with all the different names, as the name is going to change to make you win a soul for Christ. It doesn't have anything to do with that. It has to do with to compel them to come to Christ. Think about the 12 disciples Jesus had. Think about it. He only had 12. I'd rather be in a church with 10 souls that don't know Christ than to be in church with 50 souls that do know Christ. Because that gives me that opportunity. Come on, somebody. Hey, come on. I feel the presence of the power of God when I said that. That gives me the opportunity to witness to them about this man that we've been talking about and proclaiming that he is alive and well today. That's the name of Jesus. And I know many of you, you know what I'm saying. That's why we get so caught up with material things. And you know, we don't do this anymore in 2022 and 5 years ago. We don't dress up anymore to go to church. We dress down to go. You see, most people wear casual clothes. They wear jeans. You may see them go in the church and have on shorts. It's not about what you have on when you come. It's about how you leave out. It's not about what you have on when you come. It's about how you leave out. If you leave out and you came in as a sinner, but you came in and received the Holy Spirit and the power of God to fall on you, and you surrendered and gave your life to Christ, and you are a new creature in Christ now, and old things have passed away, behold, all things become new. And when you leave there, you came, and you came for a purpose, to receive. So you didn't come to try to look or dress to make yourself be who you wasn't. You came because you came for a purpose, to hear the word of God. And that's why we have to be careful, because we may be entertaining an angel. And that gives me a good example. A good example of entertaining an angel, for those of you that's listening this evening, is just like, you know, when the FBI come out, a private investigator, an undercover man, they're going to dress down. They're going to dress down. But know this, they dress down, but they have the authority to arrest you if they find you doing something that you shouldn't be doing. And do you know, that's the same way you could be entertaining an angel that's coming your way. That angel have the authority to pull you out of something that you know you shouldn't be doing. Did you know the Holy Spirit of God can pull you in the midst of the fire? Just like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, when they walked into the fire furnace and the king told them to turn the heat up some more because it did not literally burn them. And he wanted to see them burn up. But somebody said, I'm covered under the blood of Jesus. I'm covered under the blood of Jesus. I'm covered because I'm covered in the name of Jesus from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. That I'm trusting in Jesus no matter how hot it gets, no matter how many more giants that I face, I'm covered. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper, even as my soul prosper, because I trust in God. And did you know these men came out of that fire furnace, walked out of the fire furnace, and when they walked out, they walked out the same way they went in, with no burns on them at all. And because of what they believed in, that king had to bow
And the king said, I want to serve that same kind of God, the same God that you serve. Come on, somebody. That's why I'm saying today, brothers and sisters and pastors, when the manifestation of the power of the Holy Spirit manifests itself in the midst of those that's around you, that's why it's important to watch and guard your anointing. Guard your anointing. Guard your anointing. See, the enemy knows that the more anointing you carry on your life, the more revelation and insight that God has given you, and you are able to obtain and be able to function and be able to move and be able to bring forth action with the anointing. You can't allow anyone to have you to think that just because you are not where they are, that you don't have what they have or even have more. Come on, somebody. Hello, somebody. It is the Holy Spirit of God. And it begins to bubble up in you. And it begins to fall in the midst of you. And when it falls in the midst of you, some begin to act differently at the Spirit give utterance. Some begin to clap their hands and begin to worship and praise God. Some begin to speak in unknown tongues as the Spirit give utterance. Some begin to praise God with a dance. Somebody said, I see them do that, but it hasn't hit me to cause me to praise God with a dance. Is that just their emotions? I'm here to tell you, sister, brother, it's not just their emotion. It is the power of God. It is the power of God. Don't you remember when David danced out of his clothes? You know he played the instrument, right? He danced out of his clothes. Don't you know that even in the midst, when the power of the Holy Spirit falls, Jeremiah said it was like fire shut up in his bones. Do you know when you get burnt, right, the reactions that penetrate upon you once you put your finger on the oven, on the eye, and it causes you to move in a certain way? That's how sharp and quick the Word of God is. That's how sharp and quick the anointed, the power of God is. That's how sharp and quick it is. Like a two-edged sword pierces as under the marrow of the bone. And when you understand what you are carrying with you, then you can see the action penetrate and coming from you. Because you got to realize you're not just a normal individual. You're carrying some power. They may not see it in the natural, but God knows what you have. He knows what you carry. But the sad part of carrying all of this power is not putting anything into it, not operating in it, not being used for the glory of God, and being selfish, like, well, I'm not worried about nobody as long as I got it. They don't have to see what I have. Well, you're not trying to reveal it to them, but the anointing is so great and powerful that even it will cause you to react in a way that you're not looking to act, but it overshadows you. And when it overshadows you, it does not matter where you are, in a grocery store, you're at home, you're studying, you may be sitting in church. When it comes over you, you don't have control of it. And it is not your emotion. It is the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Look, brothers and sisters, I'm going to get a little deeper into this. We're going to talk about the mind on next Thursday Bible study. I feel a breakthrough and a shifting that's taking place. And it's for somebody that needs this. So we're going to attack and deal with the mind. Because in this day and time, there are so many young boys, young girls that are committing suicide. There are so many men that are taking other men's lives and then committing suicide. It is the trick of the devil. He wants to take them out. So I want you to stay in prayer as we prepare to go into this on next Thursday. And I pray that you enjoyed this evening Bible study as we are talking about the giants and dealing with the mind. Let us pray as we prepare to leave on this beautiful Thursday, August the 11th, 2022. And those of you, we are stepping into a weekend. And we want to make sure that you pray for your children, your family, your members that's in the church, your friends. Pray for this nation. This nation right now needs prayer because we know that who our king is, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's greater than the president. He's greater than Congress. He's greater than any teacher, any doctor. But we need to pray for them that are in leadership because we have to trust God that he will put the right men and women in those positions that will change this country into a better society. Let us pray. Most holy, everlasting God, as we come this evening, God, we thank you for your word and that we have received in the name of Jesus. Lord, maybe there's somebody that listening this evening that wanted to come before you and ask, what must I do to be saved? Lord, wherever they are, God, I pray that even now that they are surrendering, that conviction has come in the midst of them, that they are seeking to ask, what must I do to be saved? And if they are listening tonight, Lord, I pray that now their ears will begin to hear. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that Jesus is the Son of God, thou shalt be saved. I will say that again for you that are wanting to surrender tonight. Romans 10:9 said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Jesus is the Son of God, and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If that's you tonight, I want you to repeat after me. Lord, I come before you on this Thursday evening, August the 11th, 2022. Lord, I surrender all to you and I repent of my sins. Lord, I come to you as a sinner. And I ask you, oh God, to hear my prayer. Lord, I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Son of God. And I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. Lord, take me back into your arms. I'm willing to change my life. Lord, I thank you for this day and this opportunity. Lord, I give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have confessed tonight, don't look at your past or what you did hours ago. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. You're a new creature in Christ. So you're not the same as you were an hour ago, a month ago, a year ago. You're a new creature in Christ. But we want you to get into a word church and get into a church that is teaching the word of God. And as you get into the church, that you may receive what God has for you. God has a purpose for your life, and he has a plan for you. And who knows where you can be next year at this time, staying focused and following Jesus Christ. Father, we just thank you for each and every heart that surrendered tonight, even those right now, God, that are troubled, that has been attacked concerning sickness upon the body. Those have been attacked concerning their mind to bring a spirit to try to take away their thought and their memory. We rebuke those spirits and command them now to go back to the dry places from where they came from. Lord, we speak to the mind life in the name of Jesus. We speak healing upon their body, God. And I speak that every organ that was not functioning properly will function right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch them right now to give them that portion of deliverance and healing upon their body, that they will speak life and it shall multiply each and every day in their life as they walk in this society. Father, we pray for the leadership of those that are walking in that leadership, whether it's in the church, whether it's in Congress, whether it's in Washington, D.C., whether it's in the schools. Lord, we pray, God, that you will touch their hearts and their mind. God, give them a word that will give them an opportunity to hear more of you and less of them. And as they hear more of you and less of them, they can be that better person. They can receive that you have for them to walk in and to receive that they have from you to be that person that you have assigned them to be. I speak life over them, Lord, that they will speak love and unity. Show forth love and unity. Not getting caught up with all of the things that are occurring in politics and getting caught up with the affairs of this world. But their whole life can be changed and they can be an example for the young people to reach them, to let them know that they are more than a conqueror. Show them who they are. Reveal to them who you created them to be for your glory. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Look, I want to thank all of you so much for joining us on this Thursday. I'll be right back here next Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And once again, we want to thank all of you, those that are listening tonight. I call you blessed going in and coming out. Whatever you speak life out of your mouth, you can look for it to manifest in Jesus' name. I'm Reverend Thurlin Kearney, overseer and founder of Now Faith International Ministries, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Atlanta, Georgia. God bless you. We'll talk with you next Thursday. Stay safe. God bless.
It's been quite a year, a test of my faith. I've seen some things that took my breath away. I've lost some friends and some loved ones too. But Lord, I'm leaning and depending on you, and I'm still gonna trust you. 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 Who could have planned for such a time as this, when nothing seems certain? Help us, Lord, in my one wish. My strength is weak, but my faith is strong. No matter what I face, I'm gonna keep holding on. I'm still gonna trust you. I'm still gonna trust you.
And done. the Lord. The Lord has done. You ought to count your many blessings. See what the Lord has done. Listen here, y'all. He gave me eyes to see. See what the Lord.
Join now Faith International Ministries out of Atlanta, Georgia and Raleigh, North Carolina on People TV 24 or live stream us at peopletv.org anywhere in the world. Every Sunday at 5 p.m. till 6 p.m. for the Top 10 Video Gospel Countdown of the Month. Hosted by Reverend Ferlin Carney, it's quartet and contemporary gospel video, old and new of your favorite. Don't miss us. Every Sunday 5 p.m. till 6 p.m. on People TV Channel 24 Atlanta, Georgia, or live stream us at peopletv.org and catch the wave on the NFI Television Gospel Broadcast. And now Faith International Ministries. For more information on how to be a guest, email us at itbelongtogod@yahoo.com.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
The People's Station.